The Fourth Book of Kings, Chapter 8. After 7 years' famine, foretold by Eliseus, the Sunamitess, returning home, recovereth her lands and revenues. Eliseus foreshoweth the death of Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, and the reign of Hazael, Joram's wicked reign in Judah. He dieth, and his son Ochaziah succeedeth. And Athaliah, the mother of Ochaziah, whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise, and go thou, and thy household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst find. For the Lord hath called a famine, and it shall come upon the land 7 years. And she arose and did according to the word of the man of God. And going with her household, she sojourned in the land of the Philistines many days. And when the 7 years were ended, the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to speak to the king for her house and for her lands. And the king talked with Gittai, the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me all the great things that Eliseus hath done. And when he was telling the king how he had raised one dead to life, the woman appeared whose son he had restored to life, crying to the king for her house and her lands. And Gittai said, My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Eliseus raised to life. And the king asked the woman, and she told him. And the king appointed her an eunuch, saying, Restore her all that is hers, and all the revenues of the lands, from the day that she left the land to this present. Eliseus also came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, was sick. And they told him, saying, The man of God is come hither. And the king said to Hazael, Take with thee presents, and go to meet the man of God, and consult the Lord by him, saying, Can I recover of this my illness? And Hazael went to meet him, taking with him presents, and all the good things of Damascus, the burdens of 40 camels. And when he stood before him, he said, Thy son Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, Can I recover of this my illness? And Eliseus said to him, Go tell him, Thou shalt recover, but the Lord hath shown me that he shall surely die. And he stood with him, and was troubled so far as to blush. And the man of God wept. And Hazael said to him, Why doth my lord weep? And he said, Because I know the evil that thou wilt do to the children of Israel. Their strong cities thou wilt burn with fire, and their young men thou wilt kill with the sword, and thou wilt dash their children and rip up their pregnant women. And Hazael said, But what am I, thy servant, a dog, that I should do this great thing? And Eliseus said, The Lord hath shown me that thou shalt be king of Syria. And when he was departed from Eliseus, he came to his master, who said to him, What saith Eliseus to thee? And he answered, He told me, Thou shalt recover. And on the next day he took a blanket, and poured water on it, and spread it upon his face. And he died, and Hazael reigned in his stead. And in the 5th year of Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, being king of Judah, reigned Joram, son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. He was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had walked, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. But the Lord would not destroy Judah for David his servant's sake, as he had promised him, to give him a light, and to his children always. In his days Edom revolted from being under Judah, and made themselves a king. And Joram came to Seirah, and all the chariots with him. And he arose in the night, and defeated the Edomites that had surrounded him, and the captains of the chariots, but the people fled into their tents. So Edom revolted from being under Judah unto this day. Then Libnah also revolted at the same time. But the rest of the acts of Joram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And Joram slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David, and Ochaziah his son reigned in his stead. In the 12th year of Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, reigned Ochaziah, son of Joram, king of Judah. Ochaziah was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Athaliah, the daughter of Amri, king of Israel. And he walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, and he did evil before the Lord, as did the house of Ahab, for he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. He went also with Joram, son of Ahab, to fight against Hazael, king of Syria, in Ramoth-Galaad. And the Syrians wounded Joram, and he went back to be healed in Jezreel, because the Syrians had wounded him in Ramoth when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. And Ochaziah, the son of Joram, king of Judah, went down to visit Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick there. Chapter 9. Jehu is anointed king of Israel to destroy the house of Ahab and Jezebel. He killeth Joram, king of Israel, and Ochaziah, king of Judah. Jezebel is eaten by dogs. And Eliseus the prophet called one of the sons of the prophets and said to him, Gird up thy loins, and take this little bottle of oil in thy hand, and go to Ramoth-Galaad. And when thou art come thither, thou shalt see Jehu, the son of Josaphat, the son of Nimshi. And going in, thou shalt make him rise up from amongst his brethren, and carry him into an inner chamber. Then taking the little bottle of oil, thou shalt pour it on his head, and shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. And thou shalt open the door and flee, and shalt not stay there. So the young man, the servant of the prophet, went away to Ramoth-Galaad, and went in thither. And behold, the captains of the army were sitting, and he said, I have a word to thee, O prince. And Jehu said, Unto whom of us all? And he said, To thee, O prince. And he arose and went into the chamber, and he poured the oil upon his head, and said, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over Israel, the people of the Lord. And thou shalt cut off the house of Ahab thy master, and I will revenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. And I will destroy all the house of Ahab, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up, and the meanest in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasa, the son of Ahias. And the dog shall eat Jezebel in the field of Jezreel, and there shall be no one to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. Then Jehu went forth to the servants of his lord, and they said to him, Are all things well? Why came this madman to thee? And he said to them, You know the man, and what he said. But they answered, It is false, but rather do thou tell us. And he said to them, Thus and thus did he speak to me. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then they made haste, and taking every man his garments, laid it under his feet, after the manner of a judgment seat. And they sounded the trumpet, and said, Jehu is king. So Jehu, the son of Josaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had besieged Ramoth-Galaad, he and all Israel fighting with Hazael, king of Syria, and was returned to be healed in Jezreel of his wounds, for the Syrians had wounded him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, If it please you, let no man go forth or flee out of the city, lest he go and tell in Jezreel. And he got up and went into Jezreel, for Joram was sick there, and Ochaziah, king of Judah, was come down to visit Joram. The watchman, therefore, that stood upon the tower of Jezreel, saw the troop of Jehu coming, and said, I see a troop. And Joram said, Take a chariot, and send to meet them, and let him that goeth say, Is all well? So there went one in a chariot to meet him, and said, Thus saith the king, Are all things peaceable? And Jehu said, What hast thou to do with peace? Go behind and follow me. And the watchman told, saying, The messenger came to them, but he returneth not. And he sent a second chariot of horses, and he came to them and said, Thus saith the king, Is there peace? And Jehu said, What hast thou to do with peace? Pass and follow me. And the watchman told, saying, He came even to them, but returneth not. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously. And Joram said, Make ready the chariot. And they made ready his chariot. And Joram king of Israel and Ochaziah king of Judah went out, each in his chariot, and they went out to meet Jehu, and met him in the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. And when Joram saw Jehu, he said, Is there peace, Jehu? And he answered, What peace? So long as the fornications of Jezebel my mother and her many sorceries are in their vigor. And Joram turned his hand, and fleeing, said to Ochazias, "There is treachery, Ochazias." But Jehu bent his bow with his hand, and shot Joram between the shoulders, and the arrow went out through his heart, and immediately he fell in his chariot. And Jehu said to Badasser, his captain, "Take him, and cast him into the field of Naboth the Jezreelite, for I remember when I and thou, sitting in a chariot, followed Achab, this man's father, that the Lord laid this burden upon him, saying, 'If I do not requite thee in this field, saith the Lord, for the blood of Naboth and for the blood of his children, which I saw yesterday, saith the Lord, so now take him and cast him into the field, according to the word of the Lord.'" But Ochazias, king of Judah, seeing this, fled by the way of the garden house. And Jehu pursued him, and said, "Strike him also in his chariot." And they struck him in the going up to Gever, which is by Jeblaim. And he fled into Megiddo, and died there. And his servants laid him upon his chariot, and carried him to Jerusalem. And they buried him in his sepulchre with his fathers in the city of David. In the 11th year of Joram, the son of Achab, Ochazias reigned over Judah. And Jehu came into Jezreel. But Jezebel, hearing of his coming in, painted her face with stibic stone, and adorned her head, and looked out of a window at Jehu coming in at the gate, and said, "Can there be peace for Zimri that hath killed his master?" And Jehu lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is this?" And two or three eunuchs bowed down to him. And he said to them, "Throw her down headlong." And they threw her down, and the wall was sprinkled with her blood, and the hoofs of the horses trod upon her. And when he was come in to eat and to drink, he said, "Go and see after that cursed woman, and bury her, because she is a king's daughter." And when they went to bury her, they found nothing but the skull and the feet and the extremities of her hands. And coming back, they told him. And Jehu said, "It is the word of the Lord which he spoke by his servant Elias the Thisbite, saying, 'In the field of Jezreel the dog shall eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the flesh of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the earth in the field of Jezreel, so that they who pass by shall say, Is this that same Jezebel?'" Chapter 10. Jehu destroyeth the house of Achab, abolisheth the worship of Baal, and killeth the worshippers, but sticketh to the calves of Jeroboam. Israel is afflicted by the Syrians. And Achab had 70 sons in Samaria. So Jehu wrote letters, and sent to Samaria to the chief men of the city, and to the ancients, and to them that brought up Achab's children, saying, "As soon as you receive these letters, ye that have your master's sons, and chariots, and horses, and fenced cities, and armor, choose the best, and him that shall please you most of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for the house of your master." But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, "Behold, two kings could not stand before him, and how shall we be able to resist?" Therefore the overseers of the house, and the rulers of the city, and the ancients, and the tutors, sent to Jehu, saying, "We are thy servants. Whatsoever thou shalt command us, we will do. Neither will we make us a king. Do thou all that pleaseth thee." And he wrote letters the second time to them, saying, "If you be mine, and will obey me, take the heads of the sons of your master, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow this time." Now the king's sons, being 70 men, were brought up with the chief men of the city. And when the letters came to them, they took the king's sons, and slew 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets, and sent them to him to Jezreel. And a messenger came and told him, saying, "They have brought the heads of the king's sons." And he said, "Lay ye them in two heaps by the entering in of the gate until the morning." And when it was light, he went out, and standing said to all the people, "You are just. If I conspired against my master and slew him, who hath slain all these? See therefore now that there hath not fallen to the ground any of the words of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Achab. And the Lord hath done that which he spoke in the hand of his servant Elias." So Jehu slew all that were left of the house of Achab in Jezreel, and all his chief men, and his friends, and his priests, till there were no remains left of him. And he arose, and went to Samaria. And when he was come to the shepherd's cabin in the way, he met with the brethren of Ochazias, king of Judah. And he said to them, "Who are you?" And they answered, "We are the brethren of Ochazias, and we are come down to salute the sons of the king and the sons of the queen. And he said, Take them alive. And they took them alive and killed them at the pit by the cabin, 42 men, and he left not any of them. And when he was departed thence, he found Jonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him, and he blessed him. And he said to him, Is thy heart right as my heart is with thy heart? And Jonadab said, It is. If it be, said he, give me thy hand. He gave him his hand, and he lifted him up to him into the chariot. And he said to him, Come with me, and see my zeal for the Lord. So he made him ride in his chariot, and brought him into Samaria. And he slew all that were left of Achab in Samaria to a man, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elias. And Jehu gathered together all the people, and said to them, Achab worshipped Baal a little, but I will worship him more. Now therefore call to me all the prophets of Baal, and all his servants, and all his priests. Let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice to offer to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting shall not live. Now Jehu did this craftily, that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. And he said, Proclaim a festival for Baal. And he called, and he sent into all the borders of Israel, and all the servants of Baal came. There was not one left that did not come. And they went into the temple of Baal, and the house of Baal was filled from one end to the other. And he said to them that were over the wardrobe, Bring forth garments for all the servants of Baal. And they brought them forth garments. And Jehu and Jonadab, the son of Rechab, went to the temple of Baal, and said to the worshippers of Baal, Search and see that there be not any with you of the servants of the Lord, but that there be the servants of Baal only. And they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings, but Jehu had prepared him 80 men without, and said to them, If any of the men escape, whom I have brought into your hands, he that letteth him go shall answer life for life. And it came to pass, when the burnt offering was ended, that Jehu commanded his soldiers and captains, saying, Go in and kill them, let none escape. And the soldiers and captains slew them with the edge of the sword, and cast them out. And they went into the city of the temple of Baal, and brought the statue out of Baal's temple, and burnt it, and broke it in pieces. They destroyed also the temple of Baal, and made a jakes in its place unto this day. So Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. But yet he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, nor did he forsake the golden calves that were in Bethel and Dan. And the Lord said to Jehu, Because thou hast diligently executed that which was right and pleasing in my eyes, and hast done to the house of Achab according to all that was in my heart, thy children shall sit upon the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. For he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, who had made Israel to sin. In those days the Lord began to be weary of Israel, and Hazael ravaged them and all the coasts of Israel, from the Jordan eastward, all the land of Galaad, and Gad, and Reuben, and Manasseh, and Aroer, which is upon the torrent Arnon, and Galaad, and Basan. But the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and his strength, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jochaz, his son, reigned in his stead. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. Chapter 11. Athaliah's usurpation and tyranny. Joash is made king. Athaliah is slain. And Athaliah, the mother of Ochaziah, seeing that her son was dead, arose and slew all the royal seed. But Josheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ochaziah, took Joash, the son of Ochaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain, out of the bedchamber with his nurse, and hid him from the face of Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was with her 6 years hid in the house of the Lord. And Athaliah reigned over the land. And in the 7th year, Joiada sent, and taking the centurions and the soldiers, brought them into him, into the temple of the Lord, and made a covenant with them, and taking an oath of them in the house of the Lord, showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, This is the thing that you must do. Let a third part of you go in on the Sabbath, and keep the watch of the king's house, and let a third part be at the gate of Sur, and let a third part be at the gate behind the dwelling of the shield-bearers, and you shall keep the watch of the house of Mezah. But let two parts of you, all that go forth on the Sabbath, keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king, and you shall compass him round about, having weapons in your hands. And if any man shall enter the precinct of the temple, let him be slain, and you shall be with the king coming in and going out. And the centurions did according to all things that Joiada the priest had commanded them. And taking every one their men, they went in on the Sabbath, with them that went out on the Sabbath, came to Joiada the priest. And he gave them the spears, and the arms of King David, which were in the house of the Lord. And they stood, having every one their weapons in their hands, from the right side of the temple unto the left side of the altar, and of the temple about the king. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the diadem upon him, and the testimony. And they made him king, and anointed him. And clapping their hands, they said, God save the king. And Athaliah heard the noise of the people running, and going in to the people into the temple of the Lord. She saw the king standing upon a tribunal, as the manner was, and the singers, and the trumpets near him, and all the people of the land rejoicing, and sounding the trumpets, and she rent her garments, and cried, A conspiracy! A conspiracy! But Joiada commanded the centurions that were over the army, and said to them, Have her forth without the precinct of the temple, and whosoever shall follow her, let him be slain with a sword. For the priest had said, Let her not be slain in the temple of the Lord. And they laid hands on her, and thrust her out by the way by which the horses go in, by the palace, and she was slain there. And Joiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people. They should be the people of the Lord, and between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went into the temple of Baal, and broke down his altars, and his images they broke in pieces thoroughly. They slew also Mathan, the priest of Baal, before the altar, and the priests set guards in the house of the Lord. And he took the centurions, and the bands of the Kerethi, and the Phelethi, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king from the house of the Lord. And they came by the way of the gate of the shield-bearers into the palace, and he sat on the throne of the kings. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. But Athaliah was slain with the sword in the king's house. Now Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign. Chapter 12. The temple is repaired. Hazael is bought off from attacking Jerusalem. Joash is slain. In the 7th year of Jehu, Joash began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Sibiah of Bersabi. And Joash did that which was right before the Lord all the days that Joiada the priest taught him. But yet he took not away the high places, for the people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And Joash said to the priests, All the money of the sanctified things, which is brought into the temple of the Lord by those that pass, which is offered for the price of a soul, and which of their own accord, and of their own free heart, they bring into the temple of the Lord, let the priests take it according to their order, and repair the house, wheresoever they shall see anything that wanteth repairing. Now till the 23rd year of King Joash, the priests did not make the repairs of the temple. And King Joash called Joiada, the high priest, and the priests, saying to them, Why did you not repair the temple? Take you therefore money no more according to your order, but restore it for the repairing of the temple. And the priests were forbidden to take any more money of the people, and to make the repairs of the house. And Joiada, the high priest, took a chest, and bored a hole in the top, and set it by the altar at the right hand of them that came into the house of the Lord. And the priests that kept the doors put therein all the money that was brought to the temple of the Lord. And when they saw that there was very much money in the chest, the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and poured it out, and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And they gave it out by number and measure into the hands of them that were over the builders of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters and the masons that wrought in the house of the Lord, and made the repairs, and to them that cut stones, and to buy timber and stones to be hewed, that the repairs of the house of the Lord might be completely finished, and wheresoever there was need of expenses to uphold the house. But there were not made of the same money for the temple of the Lord, bowls, or flesh hooks, or censers, or trumpets, or any vessel of gold and silver, of the money that was brought into the temple of the Lord. For it was given to them that did the work, that the temple of the Lord might be repaired. And they reckoned not with the men that received the money to distribute it to the workmen, but they bestowed it faithfully. But the money for trespass and the money for sins they brought not into the temple of the Lord, because it was for the priests. Then Hazael, the king of Syria, went up and fought against Geth, and took it, and set his face to go up to Jerusalem. Wherefore Joash, king of Judah, took all the sanctified things which Josaphat and Joram and Ochaziah, his fathers, the kings of Judah, had dedicated to holy uses, and which he himself had offered, and all the silver that could be found in the treasures of the temple of the Lord and in the king's palace, and sent it to Hazael, king of Syria, and went off from Jerusalem. And the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and conspired against themselves, and slew Joash in the house of Millo in the descent of Selah. For Josachar, the son of Semeth, and Jozabad, the son of Somer, his servant, struck him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Amasias, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 13. The reign of Jochaz and of Joash, kings of Israel. The last acts and death of Eliseus the prophet. A dead man is raised to life by the touch of his bones. In the 23rd year of Joash, son of Ochaziah, king of Judah, Jochaz, the son of Jehu, reigned over Israel in Samaria 17 years. And he did evil before the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, and he departed not from them. And the wrath of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, the king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all days. But Jochaz besought the face of the Lord, and the Lord heard him, for he saw the distress of Israel, because the king of Syria had oppressed them. And the Lord gave Israel a Savior, and they were delivered out of the hand of the king of Syria, and the children of Israel dwelt in their pavilions as yesterday and the day before. But yet they departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin, but walked in them, and there still remained a grove also in Samaria. And Jochaz had no more left of the people than 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen, for the king of Syria had slain them, and had brought them low as dust by thrashing in the barn floor. But the rest of the acts of Jochaz, and all that he did, and his valor, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? And Jochaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Joash his son reigned in his stead. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Judah, Joash the son of Jochaz reigned over Israel in Samaria 16 years. And he did that which is evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, but he walked in them. But the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his valor wherewith he fought against Amasias, king of Judah, are they not written in the books of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne. But Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Eliseus was sick of the illness whereof he died. And Joash, king of Israel, went down to him and wept before him, and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel, and the guider thereof. And Eliseus said to him, Bring a bow and arrows. When he had brought him a bow and arrows, he said to the king of Israel, Put thy hand upon the bow. And when he had put his hand, Eliseus put his hands over the king's hands, and said, Open the window to the east. And when he had opened it, Eliseus said, Shoot an arrow. And he shot. And Eliseus said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of the deliverance from Syria, and thou shalt strike the Syrians in Aphek, till thou consume them. And he said, Take the arrows. And when he had taken them, he said to him, Strike with an arrow upon the ground. And he struck 3 times, and stood still. And the man of God was angry with him, and said, If thou hadst smitten 5 or 6 or 7 times, thou hadst smitten Syria even to utter destruction. But now 3 times shalt thou smite it. And Eliseus died, and they buried him. And the rowers from Moab came into the land that same year. And some that were burying a man saw the rowers, and cast the body into the sepulchre of Eliseus. And when it had touched the bones of Eliseus, the man came to life, and stood upon his feet. Now Hazael, the king of Syria, afflicted Israel all the days of Jochaz, and the Lord had mercy on them, and returned to them because of his covenant, which he had made with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and he would not destroy them, nor utterly cast them away unto this present time. And Hazael, king of Syria, died, and Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his stead. Now Joash, the son of Jochaz, took the cities out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, which he had taken out of the hand of Jochaz, his father, by war. Three times did Joash beat him, and he restored the cities to Israel. Chapter 14. Amasias reigneth in Judah. He overcometh the Edomites, but is overcome by Joash, king of Israel. Jeroboam the second reigneth in Israel. In the second year of Joash, son of Jochaz, king of Israel, reigned Amasias, son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and 29 years he reigned in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jodan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right before the Lord, but yet not like David his father. He did according to all things that Joash his father did. But this only, that he took not away the high places, for yet the people sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And when he had possession of the kingdom, he put his servants to death that had slain the king his father. But the children of the murderers he did not put to death, according to that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the Lord commanded, saying, The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sins. He slew of Edom in the valley of the salt pits 10,000 men, and took the rock by war, and called the name thereof Jechtahel until this day. Then Amasias sent messengers to Joash son of Jochaz, son of Jehu king of Israel, saying, Come, let us see one another. And Joash king of Israel sent again to Amasias king of Judah, saying, A thistle of Libanus sent to a cedar tree which is in Libanus, saying, Give thy daughter to my son to wife. And the beasts of the forest that are in Libanus passed and trod down the thistle. Thou hast beaten and prevailed over Edom, and thy heart hath lifted thee up. Be content with the glory, and sit at home. Why provokest thou evil, that thou shouldst fall and Judah with thee? But Amasias did not rest satisfied. So Joash king of Israel went up, and he and Amasias king of Judah saw one another in Bethshemes, a town in Judah. And Judah was put to the worst before Israel, and they fled every man to their dwellings. But Joash king of Israel took Amasias king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Ochaziah, in Bethshemes, and brought him into Jerusalem. And he broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the gate of the corner, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord, and in the king's treasures and hostages, and returned to Samaria. But the rest of the acts of Joash which he did, and his valor, wherewith he fought against Amasias king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and Jeroboam his son reigned in his stead. And Amasias the son of Joash king of Judah lived, after the death of Joash son of Jochaz king of Israel, 15 years. And the rest of the acts of Amasias, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. And they sent after him to Lachish, and killed him there. And they brought him away upon horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azarias, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amasias. He built Elath, and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amasias, son of Joash, king of Judah, reigned Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel in Samaria, 41 years. And he did that which was evil before the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He restored the borders of Israel from the entrance of Emath unto the sea of the wilderness, according to the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, which he spoke by his servant Jonas the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was of Geth, which is in Ophir. For the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was exceeding bitter, and that they were consumed even to them that were shut up in prison, and the lowest persons, and that there was no one to help Israel. And the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. But the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did, and his valor, wherewith he fought, and how he restored Damascus and Amath to Judah and Israel, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? And Jeroboam slept with his fathers, the kings of Israel, and Zacharias, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 15. The reign of Azarias and Jotham in Judah, and Zacharias, Salem, Menahem, Phasi, and Phaki in Israel. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Azarias, son of Amasias, king of Judah. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was pleasing before the Lord, according to all that his father Amasias had done. But the high places he did not destroy, for the people sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And the Lord struck the king, so that he was a leper unto the day of his death, and he dwelt in a free house apart. But Jotham, the king's son, governed the palace, and judged the people of the land. And the rest of the acts of Azarias, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And Azarias slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his ancestors in the city of David, and Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 38th year of Azarias, king of Judah, reigned Zacharias, son of Jeroboam, over Israel in Samaria 6 months. And he did that which is evil before the Lord, as his fathers had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Shallum, the son of Jabez, conspired against him, and struck him publicly, and killed him, and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zacharias, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? This was the word of the Lord which he spoke to Jehu, saying, Thy children to the fourth generation shall sit upon the throne of Israel. And so it came to pass. Salem, the son of Jabez, began to reign in the 39th year of Azarias, king of Judah, and reigned 1 month in Samaria. And Menahem, the son of Gadi, went up from Thirsa, and he came into Samaria, and struck Salem, the son of Jabez, in Samaria, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Salem, and his conspiracy which he made, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? Then Menahem destroyed Thapsa, and all that were in it, and the borders thereof from Thirsa, because they would not open to him, and he slew all the women thereof that were with child, and ripped them up. In the 39th year of Azarias, king of Judah, reigned Menahem, son of Gadi, over Israel 10 years in Samaria. And he did that which was evil before the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin all his days. And Phul, king of the Assyrians, came into the land, and Menahem gave Phul 1,000 talents of silver to aid him and to establish him in the kingdom. And Menahem laid a tax upon Israel, on all that were mighty and rich, to give the king of the Assyrians each man 50 sickles of silver. So the king of the Assyrians turned back and did not stay in the land. And the rest of the acts of Menahem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Phasi, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 50th year of Azarias, king of Judah, reigned Phasi, the son of Menahem, over Israel and Samaria 2 years. And he did that which was evil before the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Phaki, the son of Remaliah, his captain, conspired against him, and smote him in Samaria, in the tower of the king's house, near Argob, and near Ari, and with him 50 men of the sons of the Galadites. And he slew him, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Phasi, and all that he did, Are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? In the 52nd year of Azariah king of Judah reigned Phaki, the son of Remaliah, over Israel in Samaria 20 years. And he did that which was evil before the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. In the days of Phaki, king of Israel, came Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and took Aion, and Abel-Domim-Maacah, and Jeno, and Kedes, and Asor, and Gilead, and Galilee, and all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captives into Assyria. Now Osi, son of Elah, conspired and formed a plot against Phaki, the son of Remaliah, and struck him and slew him, and reigned in his stead in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Ozias. But the rest of the acts of Phaki, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? In the 2nd year of Phaki, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, reigned Joatham, the son of Ozias, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did that which was right before the Lord, according to all that his father Ozias had done, so did he. But the high places he took not away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. He built the highest gate of the house of the Lord. But the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the king of Judah? In those days the Lord began to send into Judah Rezin, king of Syria, and Phaki, the son of Remaliah. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David his father, and Achaz his son reigned in his stead. End of side one, please.